currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
ABOE. ABOE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE Mobile. KB8OOE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
DVR. That's good, David. Now I can understand you. EBDJK.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how our repeater right in town can't pick me up too well, and one 30, 40 miles away can.
Yeah, that's probably the height of the antenna. I don't know how tall it is. Probably pretty good because it's, you know, it's got good signal on it. And I'm on low power. You know what? Let's see. I think I'm low power.
Yeah, I might be doing 20 watts. I wasn't sure on low. The next level.
You had a little noise come in there with you.
Yeah, you get certain spots out here and it's a dead zone. Hopefully I'm doing okay.
All right, you're 5x5, gotcha.
Yeah, well, did you have a good weekend? Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I guess probably it's the best I could have. How about yours?
Yeah, it was good. Had some family over and enjoyed them on Friday and Saturday. And Sunday I was over on the in Isabella County preaching at the church over there. And then Monday, I'm trying to remember what we did Monday. Oh my goodness, I can't even. I didn't go anywhere. I just took the Memorial Day off and stayed around the house. Oh yeah, I remember now what I did. I stayed home and did some chores around the house. And I power washed the deck in the back and tried to get a few things organized.
Sure, okay, yeah. I really didn't do anything. Just normal stuff, I guess. and didn't go to any parades or anything. Of course, they had one right downtown, but I didn't even look out the door.
Yeah, you got a good view of all that stuff over there. So, yeah. And then yesterday, I took the antenna off the car because it went through the car wash, and I didn't stick it back on until later. So, I could have hollered at you yesterday, but other than that.
Yeah, I know how that is. When I was driving, I went through a car wash, and I forgot all about that antenna, and the guys that I went through there didn't say nothing about it. And after I got to the other side, I get to take off, and there's flopping on the side of the car.
Yeah, well, that's pretty bad. That can mess you up for sure. But, I got a couple of mounts on the back on the trunk, and it's not even a mag mount, it's just a fixed mount, and that would have really messed it up if I had not done that.
Well, you know something I did do, I ordered a tri-band mobile with 25 watts through eBay, one of them Chinese radios, and yeah, I told you about the little kit I'm getting together to haul in the car.
Yeah, you did. So that's cool. Yeah, we'll have to see what we can do, see if we can create any interest in that 220 repeater. I hope so, but what I'm thinking is going to have to happen is we're going to have to see how well the new 2-meter one works here. Hang on a second. I got to turn the corner. M4 DVR. So, yeah, we want to see how the new 2-meter repeater works out here. And then, if that one works out well, then maybe there would be some interest in adding on to 220.
Okay, I didn't really hear about that, getting a new 2-meter. How about the 440? Is that up or is that still down?
You're connected to CMN Network.
I hope you're hearing me. It's a little repeater kind of in and out where I am right now, but the two meter is going to be connected to this system here, the CMN network, and then the 440, I don't know if there's any reliable, regular, analog 440 repeaters working here in Midland County.
Yeah, you had a little hum on you. I don't know where that came from, but you know, I guess probably in the right place for that. But other than that, I got a full copy on you.
Well, I had to boost it up to full power. But I'm pulling in here at the office, so I'll go ahead and with it now, and I'll be monitoring the local repeater from in the office for a little while. And but I got to get some stuff going here. But we'll catch you soon, maybe on the net tomorrow night or in the morning on the way to work.
Okay, Roger, yeah. I didn't make it last week because they had some kind of a deal going on there, and I went to that. But yeah, I plan on checking in. Do you got it, the net?
No. Not officially, but if I need to, I will. I'm always kind of standby in case something happens and I'm needed. I'll do it if I can check in. So, all right, Brian, you take care, and I'll catch you later on. N4 DVR, clear after you.
Okay, Dave, just 1 minute before you go off. I got a question to ask you. Have you emailed that to the
the powers above that proposal?
No, not yet. Do you think I should go ahead and do that?
Yeah, Roger, if you can, and just go ahead and do it, and then maybe they'll talk about it on the net tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Today's what, Wednesday? I guess. Yeah. Yeah, maybe say something about it on the net.
You okay? Well, I'll send it out in an email, and we'll see what kind of response we get. Thanks for your input on it.
Oh, yeah, Roger, it's, you know, I've always liked 220, like I've said before, and kind of miss getting on that. Okay, David, I'll let you go, and have a good day at work. Keep it HIK.
All right, Bernie. Thank you. 73M4 DVR clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KATK Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
OE Mobile.
KATK Mobile.
Hey, KB8OE.
KB8OE, KATK.
home store shopping some stuff when I saw your text come through. So what's going on? Where are you going, man?
Where my kid works at General RV. We got it's one of those type of campers, you know, you look at it and you think, all you can think is, Shooter Stoll Clark, you know, Randy Quaid on the family vacation or Christmas vacation, where he's standing there pumping the sewer into the storm drain. It's a 68 Mallard Duckling camper, single axle.
Now, Clark, don't you be getting your eyes on that. That's leaving when I leave next month.
Yeah. Might as well just let him finish, Clark.
That there's an RV.
What's that dog's name? Snots or something?
Yeah. Wow. You know, he wouldn't be making a mess in the kitchen if he didn't leave trash laying out. Oh, no. Feed him a bone or something like that. He wouldn't be gagging like that if he weren't feeding him a bone. No, he's probably rooting in the trash.
Yeah. Turkey, leftover turkey bones.
Yeah, that's a crazy show.
Yeah, they stab that turkey in it, deflates.
Yeah, that was a huge letdown, huh? Oh my gosh, it punched you with a knife. Yeah, it's dust, man. It's like a skin stretched over it.
Oh man, sir, what's your problem? Turns around, this jacket's on fire.
Hey, Clark, if you're not doing anything, go get me my stogie.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That cat went up. That tree blows up. It looked like one of those old 110 cubes, the flash bulbs. Did we go past it? All right, this is our road. Yeah, that Christmas tree goes off like a flash bulb.
Yeah, that cat went up like that. I guess he used up all his nine lives or something, old... he says,
I'm not going to come at once. The outline with all the fur around, white fur around it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to think of the brother's name on there. Escapes me for a moment. Clark Griswold and his brother. What was the brother's name? Eddie.
I can't even remember. They might have used his real name, Randy of Quaid. I can't remember.
What? I think we doubled. His name was Eddie.
Did you say his name was?
Eddie. Echo Delta Delta. Yankee.
Dr. Brother Eddie.
You guys are gonna, is that a camper with a, is it a motorhome? Has it got an engine and everything? Is it self-sustained or is it something you pull?
No axle.
Yeah, you're gonna get it and you're gonna ruin it with a bunch of solar panels.
Gotta have a ham radio room in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat.
We're gonna bail. We're gonna go back there and check this thing out.
Yeah, what's the scoop on that wood? Did that fella get back with you yet?
No, not yet. I've been in the bees. I'll text you after we figure out what's going on here.
Alright, I'll let you go. KB8OE, KEHGK. Listen.
KB8OE, glistening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FSM, CAB1.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
AV testing.
KFA, GVA listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8 TDM, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Delta Mike. Doing this is doing a little test. Can anybody hear me?
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm getting 5%. I think this is still KB8OE. If you're south, 3-8 is not going to get it. you're probably going to have to tune into 146780 with a negative split, but I don't know what the PL tone is on the Fenton repeater. And then barely to whatever repeater you're hitting, Phil, but you're just not making it in. I can tell it's you, but you're not making it in solid enough. KB8OE.
How about now? I'm up on a bit of a hill. Is this any better? Can you
get 100% copy? Probably 30 to 45% noise, but 100% copy on the verbiage.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see when I get even closer how it works.
If you get into the Fenton machine, you're I don't know the PL, but it's 146780 with a negative 600 split.
Yeah, well, I'm driving. I'm not going to mess around with the radio while I'm driving. What I need to do is get that rig I got from you going and get it figured out to where I'm not getting the echo thing right. And that way I can have 25 watts instead of like 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's really what you need to do, because when you're hearing two repeaters, you want to check them out. When you're hearing two repeaters at once, that does have dual watch. It won't cross band, it won't transmit while it's doing the dual watch, but it does do it, so you're going to hear two of them.
So what he's got to check out, what he's got in his home 20.
Yeah. And if there's enough of them, I don't know what would be the best way to stack them. But we're going to have to get them in there, get them tied in there somehow.
And I was sitting in my house nursing home, and man, it was about 5 minutes. We kind of searched up for a bit, and we're talking and talking. Next thing I know, I see her. Head kind of drooping and the eyes shutting. She nodded off again for a while.
Excitement, you wore her out.
Yeah, she perked up and ate for a while. I brought her a drink she wanted. She didn't react to this conversation, but man, it's amazing to see your mom in a situation like that, you know?
Yeah, it is what it is. I can hardly wait.
You want to wait as long as you can.
Hear that. Yeah, I'd like to see my dad, but maybe it's better that I don't.
Well, if there's any kind of connection you could still have, you probably would want to, but I don't know. I'm glad I was here for my dad. I know your situation is different, right? But, yeah, it's a very difficult time, but, you know, we'll all go through it, I suppose.
The worst part, see, but the beauty of it is when we do it, we won't even know.
Yeah, probably not.
You have the moments of lucidity, and then 3 days of going, what time is it? About every 30 seconds. It's 100% copy. I mean, it blanks out maybe 5%, and then there's noise, but, you know, you're making it in pretty good. You must be, I'm going to guess you're this side of Spicer's. You're this side of Spicer's about 10 miles or so, huh?
Where is Spicer's exactly? I've heard of it.
Coming up 75 and not 23, right?
Dude, I'm on M4
four in your front road. Oh, you're coming in through the LaPierre repeater then.
I'm coming in through the Bay City repeater.
Oh my God. Man, you're asking a lot out of this machine. That's a hike, dude. This machine is a monster, but that's a hike. Yeah, you should probably be working LaPierre 146620.
I know, but I don't have that set in the radio right now. I can't hit the flip repeater, so I tried this one, but, you know, I'll get it figured out eventually, but I also have to get that higher power radio going. This is just very temporary.
Don't tell me you're running that HD into that roof, adapted to that super gainer antenna.
Oh yeah, that's why I said I need to get the full 25-watt radio I got from you going instead of this 7-8-watt radio. Yep, HD.
All blistering 25 watts into it instead of that. What are you doing? Let's see. That's 6 more dBs if you, Oh, my God, I can't believe you're making it all the way up here with a 5-6-watt radio. Holy smokes, Bill, that's asking a whole lot.
Wow, you can see the turkey. Look at that.
Yeah. Sandwiches on the hoof right there. You can't ask for better. Hopefully they're eating up some of the Bill Gates ticks.
Yeah, we're kind of in the dirt field right now, so maybe not, but yeah, I agree with you on that sentiment.
Hey, I'm going to go in the house, Bill. I got to set up Zoom on my computer for that court hearing I got up in Atlanta, Michigan tomorrow. So I got to set that up. I'll be available a little bit after that. I don't know if you got time, but he's not going to get back with me till tomorrow on those ribs.
Okay, all right. You take care of your business, man. I'm not far from 69. I'm going to hop on there and run west. So I'll catch you later, man. 8808-8888.
7-3, I got to tell you, some of our folly in the bees today. We're doing all right. I mean, those push-in cages give a 100% success rate. And, but my 10 over 10 got depleted. A lot of them hatched out, so it's going to be a good, strong colony. But I got to see, I got to get some more cat brood to stuff in there and start all over. 7-3, I'll wrap with you a little later. Give me to Ollie.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N8XP testing. N8XP.
N-A-4-B-L monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. currently connected to CMN Network.
Radio test. Radio test, please.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.